When psychologists administer the IAT, they usually do it on a computer. The words are flashed on the screen one at a time. And if a given word belongs in the left-hand column, you hit the letter E. And if the word belongs in the right-hand column, you hit the letter I. The advantage of doing the IAT on a computer is that the responses are measurable down to the millisecond, and those measurements are used in assigning the test taker's score. So, for example, if it took you a little longer to complete Part 2 of the Work Family IAT than it did Part 1, we would say that you have a moderate association between men and the workforce. If it took you a lot longer to complete Part 2, we'd say that when it comes to the workforce, you have a strong automatic male association. One of the reasons that the IAT has become so popular in recent years as a research tool is that the effects it is measuring are not subtle. As those of you who felt yourself slowing down on the second half of the Work Family IAT can attest, the IAT is the kind of tool that hits you over the head with its conclusions. When there's a strong prior association, people answer in between 400 and 600 milliseconds, says Greenwald. When there isn't, they might take 200 to 300 milliseconds longer than that, which in the realm of these kinds of effects is huge. One of my cognitive psychologist colleagues described this as an effect you can measure with a sundial. If you'd like to try a computerized IAT, you can go to www.implicit.harvard.edu. There you'll find several tests, including the most famous of all the IATs, the RACE IAT. I've taken the RACE IAT on many occasions, and the result always leaves me feeling a bit creepy. At the beginning of the test, you are asked what your attitudes toward blacks and whites are. I answered, as I am sure most of you would, that I think of the two races as equal. Then comes the test. You're encouraged to complete it quickly. First comes the warm-up. A series of pictures of faces flash on the screen. When you see a black face, you press E and put it in the left-hand category. When you see a white face, you press I and put it in the right-hand category. It's blink, blink, blink. I didn't have to think at all. Then comes part one. The first category is European-American or bad, and the second is African-American or good. Here's the list. Hurt. Evil. Glorious. Picture of an African-American. Picture of a European-American. Wonderful. And so on. Immediately, something strange happened to me. The task of putting the words and faces in the right categories suddenly became more difficult. I found myself slowing down. I had to think. Sometimes I assigned something to one category when I really meant to assign it to the other category. I was trying as hard as I could, and in the back of my mind, there was a growing sense of mortification. Why was I having such trouble when I had to put a word like glorious or wonderful into the good category when good was paired with African-American, or when I had to put the word evil into the bad category when bad was paired with European-American? Then came part two. This time the categories were reversed. So that category one was European-American or good, and category two was African-American or bad. Here is the list again. Hurt. Evil. Glorious. Picture of an African-American. Picture of a European-American. Wonderful. And so on. Now my mortification grew still further. Now I was having no trouble at all. Evil? African-American or bad? Hurt? African-American or bad? Wonderful? European-American or good?